Now, it's almost a month since the end of Ladyfest Dublin. Lots of people have been asking whether it'll make a return. So let's hear from Cheryl, another of the Ladyfest organisers, who's able to fill us in.
We have met up since. We gave ourselves a good rest and some time off from the 6 months of getting it all together. And then, obviously, the 3 days were really tiring on a lot of us. So we met up last week, and we're all really keen to do something again. Whether it'll be another Ladyfest, we're not sure as yet. We're also thinking maybe leave it to another bunch of girls to kind of do. Perhaps there'll be other Ladyfests around the country, around Ireland. We're not 100% sure yet, but we are definitely keen to work together and continue, maybe do smaller one-day events or else do another full three-day event next year, either under the name of Ladyfest or perhaps under a different name now. But we are definitely keen to do something again together. Obviously, we're really keen to get other people on board who want to get involved. We'd be very keen for them to get involved with this, or else do their own thing if they want to, you know. This is something that shouldn't just be a one-off event. There's enough of us out there, so it should continue happening.
If people who weren't part of that sort of organising network for this wanted to get involved, what should they do at this point in time to link in with you?
To go onto the website ladyfestdublin.org and send in an email. So that's one way of going about it. If they want to do a festival themselves, the best thing to do would be to do what we did and just put the word out there and get a group of people together and take it from there.
Sure. I mean, I hope one of the things people will take from what you achieve there is get out there and organise something.
You
can do this. You can make this kind of thing happen.
Exactly. I mean, we did, and there was a huge group of us, and we all had very, very different ideas about how we wanted it done. And the fact that we pulled it off is incredible, and it just means that people from completely different backgrounds and different ideas can definitely work together if they have the reason they're doing it is to prove that they can do it to themselves.
Cheryl, looking back at the Ladyfest events, any particular highlights you'd want to pull out?
Yeah, I think the first day, actually, just coming on the day to work and finding about 20 to 30 people downstairs for the films was just amazing, because obviously we were all very, very worried about how it was all going to go. And, you know, a Friday being a work day, we didn't think there'd be many people around during the day. So the start of the event was fantastic with those amount of people there to see the films. As well as that, I think the Craft and Zine Fair really sticks out for me on the Sunday when I walked into a normal pub and there was just loads of stalls with kind of fairy lights up and really colourful stalls. People had really made such an effort, and it was almost like a Sunday market. The other highlight for me would definitely have been Lefraction. Because we were working at the weekend, we didn't get to go to any of the workshops or any of the talks. And I think on the Sunday night, we kind of were all able to finally relax and just get a pint and watch the final band. And they finished off the whole festival really well, and everyone just really, really enjoyed it.